Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for being here tonight. Participating in today's press conference is Kansas City Mayor Quinton Lucas, President and CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission and Visit KC, Kathy Nelson, KC current President Raven Jimison, and Big 12 Conference Commissioner Brett Yormark. The press conference will be presented in two phases. Phase one will center on the Big 12 and its relationship with the city of Kansas City. Following conclusion of that portion, we will excuse the mayor, Kathy, and Raven, and Brett will speak to matters related to Big 12 basketball and the conference overall. We will begin the program with opening remarks from each of tonight's speakers, starting with Brett.
Thank you, Bob. It's nice to see everyone, and thank you for joining us. And it's great to be back here in Kansas City. I'd be remiss if I didn't say I've been thinking about this community a lot lately. And I hope us being back here for the last week and the continuation this week helps to accelerate the healing process that's going on right now. You know, sports unifies people, and I hope that happens here throughout the next couple of days. I'm honored to be on the platform today with three great community leaders here from Kansas City. You know, Kansas City has played a critical role in the history of the Big 12, and I'm happy to say tonight that it will continue to play a big role in the Big 12. I'm thrilled to officially announce that the Big 12 men's and women's basketball championship will stay right here at T-Mobile and in Kansas City through 2031.
Yay!
Okay. You know, I think I said to many of you last year, I came here for the first time to the community, met with many of the leaders, and it was a real easy decision. You know, when I went back to Dallas, that we needed to double down on this community for all the right reasons. You guys have embraced us. It feels like a Super Bowl each time we're here. The fan support is tremendous. The community support is tremendous. And we truly look forward to doubling down here in Kansas City and calling this our home for our basketball championships in the near future. Additionally, I'm excited to announce that the Big 12 Women's Soccer Championship will also be heading to Kansas City and will be played at the brand new CPKC Stadium, home of the KC Current, through 2025. So it's not just about men's and women's basketball. It will be about women's soccer, and we're so thrilled that we'll be a part of this community and that our relationship is growing. And I look forward to being at the KC Current opener this weekend.
Amen.
And experiencing that incredible venue that this community has helped to build. I want to thank the community here for their continued support of the Big 12. Speaking on behalf of our member institutions and our entire conference, this is our home away from home. And we're just thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Mayor Lucas.
First of all, I am excited to be sitting next to the greatest commissioner in college athletics, and that's Brett Yormark. We appreciate your cooperation sir. It's an amazing time to be in Kansas City, and as we just heard, it is an amazing time to invest in Kansas City. The Big 12 Conference is part of Kansas City's DNA. We all have stories of making our first Big 12, or if we're old enough, Big 8 tournament here in Kansas City, having a chance to see some of the greatest in men's and women's athletics, not just in basketball, but throughout any number of sports. And we're even more excited to continue to share the story of Kansas City. If you look at what Kansas City is about in 2024, I think this is the year of women's sports in Kansas City. This Saturday, having a chance to celebrate the Kansas City Current, their exceptional facility, the fact that they are making history in our country and the world is something that we should not take lightly. Thank you again to the Kansas City Current for helping be part of what is the Kansas City story. And the Big 12 Conference, making sure that this year we saw the women's tournament here at T-Mobile Center. outstanding host at T-Mobile Center. We thank all of you. And seeing some of the best in basketball and competition here in this tournament speaks not only to the success we've had this year, but the success we expect in future years. It is a great time to be in Kansas City. Kathy Nelson does such a great job, I don't even have to sell that much all the time. But look forward to more exciting announcements. It is a great time to be in downtown Kansas City. It's a great time to be part of Kansas City. Great events, great venues, good hotels, more and more improvements every year to what we're doing here at T-Mobile Center and beyond. And we look forward to not only having a relationship with the Big 12 for several years to come, but certainly I expect for a lifetime. Thank you to Commissioner Yormark for your investment in Kansas City and continuing to build an outstanding conference with outstanding member institutions. And we look forward to enjoying some basketball later tonight. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Kathy Nelson?
Yes, first I do want to congratulate Iowa State and Texas on an incredible week. Congratulations, and I look forward to watching you play here in just an hour already at the women's championship game, so that's great. And many of you know, like the mayor mentioned, this is the first time both the men's and women's championship is being held at T-Mobile Center, and it could not come at a better time during Women's History Month. The opening of our Kansas City Current Stadium and all the energy around our pro volleyball team also starting in 2025. And I'm so proud as a female athlete to how Kansas City shows up for women's sports. And this is an exclamation point on that. And I've been in the arena the last couple days, and it is loud, and I am proud of how our city has shown up for that. And the Big 12 is such a great part of our future, not only in women's sports, but of course in basketball and soccer now. And to put, again, that exclamation point that the Big 12 will be here through 2031 is such a proud moment for all of us. And it took us hours with Commissioner Yormark, his staff, with Jay Cooper, our friends at T-Mobile Center, and all of our partners that were involved in the negotiating of this extension. I am so thankful to all of you. So Brett, thank you for you all to really double down on Kansas City. Like you've said, we will make you proud. We are proud to host continuing basketball in Kansas City and proud to host soccer upcoming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Raven Jimison.
Thank you. Thank you. And Mayor, I'll say that you all have done a phenomenal job of selling Kansas City, because that is why I am here. I've been here, just finished my fourth week, and I am unbelievably proud to be a part of this community, and we are thrilled to partner with the Big 12 to bring Big 12 women's soccer the tournament here to CPKC Stadium, and it really feeds into the vision and turning this vision into a reality. So if you've heard about CPKC Stadium, what we are doing for the first ever purpose-built women's soccer stadium in the entire world makes this a great partnership to bring Big 12 women's soccer here in 2024 and 2025. And we are excited to show and showcase what it means to have elevated facilities such that these women athletes get the proper treatment that they deserve and see what is possible with respect to having facilities built specifically for them. And we cannot wait to host them in 2024-25. And we cannot wait to showcase to the world what it means to be a part of this community and home to the Kansas City, not only Kansas City, but also the Big 12 Women's Soccer Tournament. So thank you, Commissioner Yormark, for trusting us with the Women's Soccer Tournament this year and next year, and we cannot wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raven. We will now open the floor to questions for Kathy, Raven, and the mayor. To ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for the microphone. Before asking your question, please identify yourself and the outlet you represent. First question, right here on the aisle, in the gray.
Commissioner, I'm Malik Jackson with Fox 4 News here in Kansas City. What makes the relationship between this conference and this city so special that you felt like you needed to continue this relationship for this extension of 4 or 5 years?
I just think it's how the community has embraced us, candidly. As I said earlier, I came here for the first time last year. I sense the level of fandom. I sense the support, the engagement, how the community really rallied around the Big 12 and our member institutions. And it felt like my home away from home. And we decided to double down for all the right reasons, and we're thrilled to be here through 31, and I'm sure we'll be here much longer than that. So just it came together and for the right reasons at the right time. And again, I want to thank Kathy and the mayor for all their support for making it happen. Want to thank this great building. I mean, T-Mobile, it's a world-class venue, and they came to us and offered us everything we needed to make this a viable place and a viable home moving forward so we could give our fans a great experience. So it all came together, and we're thrilled that it did.
Blair?
Blair Kirkhoff with the Kansas City Star. I have one for Brett and one for Raven. But Brett, you've got four new teams coming in next year from the West, and there are other options, right, for venues and in that part of the country. I'm wondering what your conversations have been like with those schools that might be interested in moving it around, the basketball.
Well, listen, we are a national conference now. We're in 10 states, four time zones. We have 90 million people in our footprint. We got a lot of optionality out there where we could take our championships. But when it comes to men's and women's basketball and women's soccer, this needed to be our home. We are going to Football Media Day in Vegas, which we're excited about. We announced that last month. And there'll be other opportunities for us to move closer to that footprint. But we needed to be here in Kansas City. And I'm happy we were able to make it work.
And Raven, is this the first non-current event scheduled for the new stadium?
That's right. The first major event will take place, and it's fitting, obviously, that it's the Big 12, but that will take place in the fall. So, yes, it is exactly why CPKC Stadium is more than just the home for the Kansas City Current, but it was specifically designed for this. So, yes, this will be the first event.
Please direct your questions to Kathy, Mayor, or Raven.
Hey, Jackson Kurtz, KNBC, Channel 9. Mayor Kathy, Kansas City's got a lot going on. This is great news. Big 12, we do this very well. A lot may be happening through 2031, new stadium possibly in the crossroads for the Royals. Talk about how the city will be able to navigate all that with parking, with people coming downtown, all of the above.
Well, first of all, I think I may take this because I know whatever we throw the way of the Sports Commission and Visit KC, they can handle, and they can handle exceptionally well. We have seen major events coming to our city, Planet Comic-Con last week, which is a huge one too, all these activities, Big 12 Championship, and frankly, Kansas City and downtown have handled it well. And so I'm a believer in downtown, downtown in Kansas City, and downtowns all around the country. People like to be in good venues, in exciting areas to see other people. So Kansas City will be ready. In terms of any votes that are coming up, here's the thing. First, we're going to make sure that we listen to what the voters have to say as to the direction for professional sports and college and amateur sports in Kansas City. We're excited to hear from them on that. No matter what happens, Kansas City will be ready to support these venues from a marketing perspective. That's a lot of the work that Ms. Nelson does. From an infrastructure perspective, we recognize that parking and other issues are an important part of what we do. And fundamentally, from a transportation perspective. You know, one thing that I think helps our pitch is that we have the streetcar expanding from the River Market to the Plaza. You know, soon enough, you'll be able to get from a KC Current game to Brush Creek in Kansas City, activating thousands more hotel rooms, thousands more activities, restaurants, and beyond. And so this isn't just a pitch for today, but it's a pitch for the future. I look forward to more conversations, hopefully, that we're sharing with the commissioner about east-west connections for our streetcar to other parts of the city, including the stadium complex now. And so this is a time where I think Kansas City is on the rise. We are a city that I think continues to get outstanding attention. Nobody really cares as much about this as I do, but the United States Conference of Mayors will be here this summer. There's like one person who claps. But nonetheless, right, it's, you know, we're getting attention from business, from sports, from entertainment, the biggest concerts. I mean, this is a time to be in Kansas City. No matter what we're seeing in terms of volume in downtown Kansas City, I know that we can handle it.
I might also add, when you think of this year's men's and women's basketball championships, it's $32 million in economic activity and economic impact. There's not much that compares to that when you think of $32 million over a two-week period. that continues to help our tax base. It helps our infrastructure. It helps projects that the mayor and the city manager are working on. And then beyond that, it's a lot of education. As we become a bigger and more robust city and these bigger events, it's learning more. How do we do this? Where do you park? I live on the Park KC parking app. I buy my parking before I come downtown, and I know exactly where I'm parking. That's an education piece for us to continue to do. And hosting those bigger events like this and more events allow us to do so.
Any other questions for Raven, Kathy, or the mayor?
For Kathy Nelson, Adan Manzano for Telemundo Kansas City. There was a rumor about having a professional basketball team, either women or men's. Is that still a topic on the table for you guys, or not anymore?
Oh, we are always working on something. I'll leave it at that. Is that a good way to dance
that's
around
it? That's a great answer.
It's a great answer.
She's ready to be the mayor.
No.
Anything else for the three? All right, hearing none.
Thank you.
Mayor Lucas, Kathy, Raven, thank you so much.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
All right, phase two of tonight's press conference will tip off with opening thoughts from Commissioner Yormark about matters related to the Big 12. Brett?
Thank you, Bob. I want to start off by congratulating both Texas and Iowa State on making tonight's women's basketball championship game. It's going to be a heck of a game. Looking forward to it. We expect a great crowd. Should be a lot of fun here for the community. You know, when I took this job, one of the priorities was more equity for our women's basketball programs. Moving their championship to a world-class venue, T-Mobile, for the first time ever was a big step in that direction. And it's been a great, great week here, and it'll culminate with a great game again this evening. Fans have been incredibly supportive, and in fact, we've set some attendance records, and the crowds, like I said, have been great, and we expect a great crowd this evening. Our women's basketball has been great all year long. I think we deserve seven teams in the tournament. We'll see what happens, but I'm confident we are one of the deepest leagues in the country. The Big 12 is the only conference in women's basketball with all teams in the top 100 of the net rankings. Just like our men's, Big 12 women's basketball will even get better next year with the addition of the Four Corner schools. On the men's front, what can I say? Just another year in the best conference in basketball. We have led the nation in conference net ranking every week this season. We are the top conference in the KenPom, AP, whatever acronym you want to use. We've been number one. We had the best non-conference winning percentage of any league. Off the court, we're going to be introducing some great marketing and fan enhancements for this year's championship. Like football, our championship games will be streamed live in Times Square, starting with tonight's women's championship. As you see in front of me, the WWE partnership continues. This title belt will be presented to the most outstanding players of each championship game. Shaq is also making his return this weekend, performing at Power and Light after Saturday's men's championship. We've also introduced nearly 400 new premium seats and two new premium club areas for this championship, and more to come next year. When the first ever 16-team Big 12 basketball championship tips off in 2025, we will also be introducing our basketball all-access pass. You probably read a little bit about it last week. That will give fans the ability to purchase the same seat location at T-Mobile through 2031. I'd like to thank again T-Mobile Center. It's an incredible venue and they've been a wonderful partner. My expectation is that we will at least have nine men's team in this year's tournament with the potential for as many as 11. This is the best conference in basketball. And if the NCAA is considering any changes to the tournament, we need a seat at the table for any decisions that are being made. A regular season in the Big 12 is a grind. It's much different than a regular season in most conferences in America. As ESPN has said often throughout this year, every night in this league is like a tournament game. Looking forward to March Madness. It's one of the best spectacles in sports, and we'll be following our men's and women's team around the country. I want to thank all of you for your support of the Big 12. You've been fair and very appropriate in your coverage, and I really appreciate that. With that being said, I'm willing to take any questions now.
Thank you, Brett.
Fire away.
Hey, Brett. Thomas Jones with the Austin American-Statesman.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you again. It's been an unusual year. You know, the four new schools you referenced are coming next year. Texas and OU still in the conference, almost in a lame duck situation. What's been kind of the most challenging aspect of having, you know, dealing with Texas and OU, knowing they're not part of the future? What's kind of been the biggest challenge this season with that?
No challenges, whatever. I mean, there's been no challenges. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma, great contributors to the conference, have been here since day one. They're finishing strong, obviously, and when the time comes, we'll wish them well. We wish them good luck in the SEC. But as I've stated before, there's never been a better time to be part of this conference than right now. Our future is extremely bright, very bullish in our future. The Four Corners obviously will be joining us. We'll be a 16-team league for the first time. We've gotten stronger in football. We've gotten stronger in basketball. We've gotten stronger in Olympic sports. So life in the Big 12 has been great. No challenges this year. It's been seamless as we've integrated and begun to integrate the Four Corners. And in many respects, celebrate the contributions of both Texas and Oklahoma and what they've meant to this conference for so long.
Front row center.
Matthew Poston's Heartland College Sports. I have two questions, Brett. First, have you started discussions about the configuration of next year's tournament with 16 teams? And over the last 2 years, you've asked for a lot of improvements and you've gotten them here at the arena. Is there a next step for you guys to go to in terms of making this the kind of experience you want to make it for Big 12 fans?
Great questions. First of all 16 teams next year will compete in both the men's and women's tournament. Greater specificity we'll give you guys later, but they'll all compete. As it relates to the building, there were numerous upgrades made for this year, and then next year we anticipate more to come. Our goal is to provide a world-class experience for our fans. I think they're getting it. As part of that experience, we wanted to elevate the premium experience. And as I said earlier, we've added over 400 premium seats for this year's men's championship, and more to come next year.
Okay, the side in the middle.
Justin Williams, The Athletic. I have a football question. There's reports that CFP leadership is nearing a decision on revenue distribution and governance by the end of this week. Is that accurate to your understanding, and any other details you might be able to share on that?
Well, I want to keep it really focused on basketball, but I will say there's been ongoing conversations with respect to the next iteration of the CFP. I think it's fair we're making progress. We've had a lot of tough conversations, but I'm looking forward to concluding those conversations and moving forward in the most appropriate fashion. Nothing's definitive yet. Like I said, it's a work in progress, and I think we'll get there. I'm confident we will. Thank you.
Dennis, did you have a question? Here's a microphone over here.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Brett, where does the conference stand on bracket expansion? Does that help the Big 12 in basketball?
Well, listen, I read what you read, and I think from what I've been told and what I'm reading, it looks like there could be some modest expansion. I think 76 is a number that has been floated out there. I've been in touch with Charlie Baker and others at the NCAA, just trying to get a better understanding of how they're thinking about it. The data shows that if you do expand to 76, the Power Four conferences will benefit mostly, and I think at the center of that will be the Big 12. I'm all about access. Listen, we've got the deepest conference in America. As I said earlier, we've got 9 teams that definitely will be in. Arguably, we could get up to 11. So more access is great for us. So we'll see what unfolds.
Aniel.
Federico Moreno, KJHK. You've talked about the emphasis about growing the Big 12 brand abroad and internationally. What can you encourage schools to do to not only grow the Big 12's brand internationally, but the schools themselves as well individually?
Well, listen, I'm a brand guy at heart, and I think we have an opportunity here to obviously grow the profile, brand, and narrative of the Big 12. I think we create a bit of a halo effect for all of our member institutions. We are going to Mexico City, which I'm extremely excited about. It's our first foray into the international marketplace. Kansas and Houston will be going, both men's and women's. Mexico City is a great extension to our geographic footprint, so it makes all the sense in the world for us to go there. And it is part of building our brand internationally. In fact, we're going on sale in Mexico City this week. So we're excited about that program, and there's probably more to come.
Third row on the end.
Jay Fitzgerald, Fox Today. How big can this conference really get? And second question is, you obviously got a lot of sports, a lot of teams to go to. I mean, is there time that you have to yourself? And what do you do during that time?
Regarding the question of could we go beyond 16, was that the question? Listen, I mean, who knows? Right now, I love the makeup and composition of this conference. In fact, I love it. As many of you know, and I've discussed it before, the Four Corner Schools was the best case scenario for us, and they'll be joining us next summer. So we've got a lot of work to integrate those four and transition them in the right way. Who knows what the future will hold, but I really love the makeup of our conference right now. And as it relates to my, personal time, I love what I do. I love this job. It's probably one of the most favorite positions I've ever had professionally. And I love the diversification, love to get out to see all the different events and mingle with our key stakeholders, student athletes. So in some cases, I don't even look at it as work. It's who I am, and I enjoy it. But in those free moments, I like to run, I like to work out, I eat healthy, so life is good. But thank you for the question.
Garen?
Me?
Yep, I'm sorry.
Oh, Kel Shabnet with the Kansas City Star. Brett, it seemed like there was just more animosity than ever this year at Big 12 officials. I know that's kind of the case every year, people aren't happy with them, but it did seem like there was more anger than usual this season. Is there anything you think that could happen that could improve that experience for everybody involved?
I think at the end of every season, we put everything through an audit to see where we can be better as a conference. And we'll go through that process right now. Obviously, I've gone to a lot of games this year, and there has been obviously some issues along the way. But I think we've managed them accordingly, and I think every year you're going to have those issues that come up. The question is there an opportunity for us to get better and manage them differently? And I don't know the answer to that just yet, but we'll go through that exercise and we'll see where we end up.
Thank you
for the question.
Brett, Mitch Harper with KSL Sports, KSL News Radio in Salt Lake City. You mentioned earlier this week that there was a 100% increase in women's viewership on linear. What was the increase in the men's side? And then in the future, in the next media rights deal, who will be the main television network of this Big 12 tournament in the future?
So men were up 8%, only Power 4 conference to show an increase year over year. As I said earlier, women were over 100%. ESPN will be our partner for this conference and our championship, men's and women's basketball, not only over this year and next year, but into the new TV deal as well.
Front row center.
Scott Springer, Cincinnati Enquirer. The league's obviously a gauntlet. I've heard opposing coaches and other conferences complain a bit that the non-conference might be a little weak, that the teams have set up their tournament scenarios with a weaker non-conference. Is that just sour grapes or your thoughts on that?
You know what that is? It's noise, and you got to tune out the noise. So I look at that as all noise, and if you look at and if you follow the data, again, I said earlier, best non-conference schedule and or record of any conference. We've ranked at the top of every metric possible. So to me, that's just noise. We are the number one conference in America. We've shown that for many, many, many years. We only get stronger next year when the four corners come in, both men's and women's. So that's what I'm focused on.
All right, two more questions. We'll go here, and then we'll conclude back on the aisle.
Brett, Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41 here in Kansas City. Vic Schaefer said he thanked you after the game last night for moving the tournament over here. Curious to see overall what the early returns and the feedback has been in moving buildings.
Feedback's been great. You know, I can't take credit for that. That was the vision that Bob Bowlesby had and others, you know, at the Big 12 Conference. I just executed it this year. But it was the perfect vision, came at the right time. It was very appropriate, probably should have happened earlier. But in speaking to student athletes and coaches and the fans, they all love being here. It's got a big time feel to it. The experience obviously is very different. And I think tonight, you know, you're gonna see what it really feels like for a championship game to be hosted here for our women's championship.
And last question.
Yeah, Commissioner Michael Vopel from ESPN.com. The women's semifinals were on a Monday afternoon yesterday. Is there a thought about moving them into primetime, or would that be a discussion with the TV partner, ESPN?
We'll you know, again, like everything, we'll see what worked, what didn't, you know, in this year's women's championship. We always strive to be better, so we'll evaluate and see what happens. I was surprised by the attendance yesterday. I thought it was, you know, quite good. I think tonight's going to be fantastic. Saturday, we set an attendance record, you know, for our event. So we'll assess, you know, what we need to do differently moving forward. And if there's a chance to get better, we will.
All right. That concludes this evening's session. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have
Thank
a great
you,
evening.
Everybody.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.